Who can say where the killer roams? When the blood flows, it's slaying time. Slay away. Slay away. Slay away.
Listening to Slay Away, where we dissect horror films, the true events that inspired them, lore, gore, and every kill in between. I'm your host, E.L. King, and on this very special episode, we're interviewing stars Michelle May and Angela Basolis, along with 5100 Films producer Bo J. Gannot, about their new cosmic horror film, The Outwaters. The film is now in theaters and streaming exclusively on Screambox. An excursion to the Mojave Desert turns creepy when a group of campers starts to experience unexplained sounds, vibrations, and unnatural animal behavior. Then one night, everything changes, sending the foursome on a mind-bending trip through terror.
What are you reporting? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Ma'am? Can you hear me?
Had any of you had an interest in horror films or thrillers prior to, for you, Angela and Michelle, starring in the film, and you, Bo, producing The Outwaters?
I actually met Robbie while I was the vice president of post-productions for After Dark Films. And anybody who is a horror fan will know that After Dark Films did the After Dark Horror Fest, 8 Films to Die For. So I was deeply immersed in the horror community for about 3 years, both good and bad. I really love that the community is so supportive of filmmakers. So that's kind of my background with horror.
Okay, Bo, I have to ask, any favorite horror films or a recent one that's going to knock your socks off?
It's hard for me to say. I'm not one to use labels in the movies that I watch. My type of horror is more of like a psychological horror, a psychological type of horror, like say like the Scanners is one of my favorites. I think that that Stephen King The Shining is very well. Not too many people do Stephen King, are able to translate Stephen King to the screen, and I think that The Shining is a good example of being able to do that.
I'll have to send you a few of my recent watch psychological horror and thriller recommendations. Now, The Outwater is very much a cosmic horror film, but there's a lot of psychological going on there too.
That's Robbie, and he should know better.
Call back, Robbie. We're talking about your film, The Outwaters, right now. So, Angela, what was your interest in the horror genre like prior to working on The Outwaters?
I loved horror before. Not like a hardcore fan, but definitely a fan. I do like being scared. And honestly, Robbie has shown me a lot of my favorite horror films, which should come as no surprise. I'm a ghost person. I'm definitely, like, I love the idea of ghosts and horror. Like, that kind of stuff scares me, just because I think it could actually happen. I also, movies that scare me the most are, like, The Strangers. That kind of horror really freaks me out. Which kind of, in a way, The Unknown reminds me of The Outwaters. So I can definitely feel like I pulled from that kind of fear in the movie.
Michelle, what about you? Did you have a love of horror before working on the film?
So when I was younger, I loved horror films. Like, I loved ghost movies and scary movies. And then as I've gotten older, it's not like my favorite thing anymore, but I can enjoy it. And I think when you have horror, not that's just like a scary movie, but like beautiful cinematography and like a good storyline, like I love a good story. And if they happen to, you know, make me jump or have a nightmare, like for a night or two, then it's fine. Then I'll deal with it. But I enjoy horror.
Angela and Michelle, did you have prior acting experience? And how did everyone get their start in the film industry?
I mean, I'm really not in the film industry. I've definitely always done acting and amateur acting and done videos with Robbie when Robbie was on YouTube back in the day. But no, I have no professional film industry experience. Yeah. Exactly. It's kind of funny how nonchalant the whole thing was.
It's funny getting that question because The Outwaters was kind of like, oh, I'm going to do this fun project with like friends. And then now it's just evolved into this organic thing. And I actually love acting. I did it when I was younger. So I'm kind of going to just jump back into it. I'll keep you guys posted. But as of now, it's just The Outwaters that's my main focus.
Well, you know, I moved to California many, many years ago. And everyone's like, oh, wow, you moved to California to get into the film industry. I didn't. I moved to California for the weather and the ocean. And I got both of them. And while I was there, I was like, oh, wow, there's this whole industry. And the whole while in Rome, you know, do as the Romans. And so that's how I got pulled into the film industry. I started out as a production assistant on music videos and worked my way up the old-fashioned way by doing pretty much every single job out there. I'm currently working in the post-production field on a very well-known television show. And post-production is my area of expertise. And I love being able to put together the pieces and helping people realize their dreams. It's a lot of fun for me to be able to do that.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because it said you have a reputation for nurturing first-time directors. And The Outwaters, it's Robbie's, I think, second feature-length film where he wrote and directed, and it was not his first horror film, which I saw either. Makes sense, knowing that Angela, you and he are watching horror films together from time to time. Yeah. What drew you and 5100 Films to the project?
Well, I mean, I've always been a fan of Robbie's, and I've always, you know, we've stayed in touch over the many years, and I've always been intrigued by what he was doing and what he was going to be doing. And so he actually reached out to me and said, hey, I've got this film, actually these films, I'll leave it at that, that I've done. Are you interested in helping me finish them and get them into festivals and distribution? And so we hung out and watched The Outwaters. And I mean, as you see, I was like, let's do this. You know, I felt it had a lot of potential. My favorite kind of filmmaking is the, hey, I've got a camera, we've got a story, let's go make a movie. We don't need a whole lot of money. We don't need stars. We just need a good story and the ability to tell it. And that's what Robbie did during the pandemic. And I applaud that. I think he did a great job.
I love watching independent films that don't have really big budgets. And The Outwaters is kind of amazing because it's just like, it's very mind-bendy. It's psychological. It's cosmic horror. It's, you know, alien and gory and a little bit of everything. And it's sort of just like a let's walk into the desert and see what happens type of story. And it's really, really immersive for the audience as well. Needless to say, Robbie Banfinch is definitely a director to watch. And Angela, to you, as I said, The Outwaters, it's a cosmic horror film at its best, and audiences are really lulled in by this idyllic opening where the characters go out into the Mojave Desert and they're shooting a music video. And at that point, then they're just sort of flung in the middle of darkness at night into the depths of madness. How would you describe the experience that your character endures in the film? Other than just harrowing, horrifying.
I think that my character definitely knows something is up, and it gets kind of thrown into, well, Angela's just hysterical, right? You know, like over worried. And I think that Robbie actually does a really good job at putting those fine points in the beginning part. You know, I think if people would watch it twice, they would, or more than once, you know, you would see that that opening is way more in depth and way more detail oriented than it actually seems the first time around, right? You know, going back and knowing what happens at the end, and then you go back and kind of watch the first part, and it actually becomes more disturbing than at first glance. And I think that's one of Robbie's really great skills. And I think I love that about him. I love so many things about him. But, and I think that as far as like what else she's experiencing, I don't know.
Is that you doing most of the screaming?
That is me doing the screaming.
In the initial part. There's the first bit of screaming. I think it gets dark and we don't know what's going on. Everyone's just like, kind of like, there's the flashing in the darkness of that light, the freak out, right? Yeah. And there's this one particular scream that's just, your scream is really horrifying.
You did a
great job. It's, you know, it can be hard to scream, especially on command. Okay, so what were you drawing from to get that real visceral, blood-curdling scream out?
I mean, we're actually out in the Mojave, you know, filming. So it is scary out. It's dark. It's scary. I mean, and I think Robbie and I have known each other a very long time. And Robbie is really great as a director at that point of getting me to that point in the first place. And then I just went with it.
Well, obviously, okay, the Mojave and that pitch black darkness, it already feels very otherworldly, and that comes off in the film. Was there anything else that was going on while filming in order to really bring that performance out of you, or maybe things that you were subjected to that you can talk about?
I mean, obviously there's a lot of fake blood, which we were...
It gets gory.
Right. Yeah. It's gory. There's a lot of blood. And we were just out there, you know, in the Mojave with fake blood. So all of the logistics of that were, were, you know, super interesting. Also, the desert has bees. I don't know. I know Robbie's told this story once or twice in some Q&As. We got attacked by a swarm of desert bees who came for our water. So in the movie, I believe in the final version, it's added in this kind of buzzing insect sound. And those were actual bees that actually started swarming us, which was a whole wild experience. And we had to leave our site and everything. So that was interesting. I mean, we're out there in the elements. So I think everything that comes with that and making this kind of movie on, you know, a super low budget, it's not like we have trailers out there, nothing, you know, it's just us out there.
Well, like Bo said, this is a low budget film, but it's really, really stunning, especially all the little key elements are really well done. And despite it being a horror film, it's a beautiful film. So what I really liked is what was left to the imagination for audiences as well. There's a lot that you see, but there's a lot that you really don't see.
Yeah.
And I've always loved horror films where I have to really come up with things, and whatever you can imagine in your mind is way scarier than what you usually
definitely
see, in front of you. So yeah. That was great. Those are harkens back to some of my favorite, you know, classic films from like the 1970s.
Yes, definitely.
Well, Michelle, I'll go to you. What was working on the film like for you? I know you said that you hadn't done much acting since you were a child. So what was the experience like? What were you put through?
I think Robbie's a really good director in the sense that he will just start being a certain way. And I'm like, what are you doing? And then he's using it to get a reaction. We were subjected to different things, but like Robbie's, some of the scary nighttime scenes, like he would genuinely scare me. And then he would get a genuine reaction and I would be like, what are you doing? And then I was like, oh, it's right. We're filming. I'm scared. You got it. Good. Cut. But mostly it was really fun. And like, as far as my character going through kind of the emotional stuff she went through with like losing her mom, like Robbie and I just had a conversation about, you know, just things that I've experienced in my life, like grief, something traumatic to touch on. So I definitely had to go through a lot of different emotions, but overall it was fun. And like, as an actor, I think it was fun to like dive into, you know, those parts as well of myself.
Jessica Scott, who actually wrote the review for Slay Away, called the film a masterful found footage death dream. And we've heard everything about the film from it's mesmerizing to what the hell did I just watch? And I mean that in a good way. What have the audience reactions been like for you? I think overall I've seen some really positive ones and it's pretty exciting.
Listen, I definitely think found footage in and of itself is a divisive genre. Some people really love it and some people don't. But I think this film is this, it's shot so beautifully. It's an absolute gorgeous film, regardless of what's happening in the scene. Everything is stunning. And I definitely think that I read one, or it was a TikTok review that was like, you know, this is not entry level horror. And I definitely agree with that. I think that it's going to be for some people, and some people see just all of the amazing things about it. And some people will be like, whoa, way too out there for me. But either.
This is a great like film theory type of horror film.
Yes, definitely. Horror. Definitely.
To be, I think you could analyze and dissect and get different reactions and responses in terms of what you read into things or any allegory you find there as well.
I just thought it was a very fun project. I guess I'll just throw that in there. And it's cool to see kind of like this passion project of Robbie's and how it's evolved to like be what it's becoming. And I think people are going to enjoy it and I'm excited.
Well, I'd love to know what's next for everyone. And Bo, specifically, can you share what's next for 5100 Films?
Well, I believe that Robbie has a film called Tinsman Road that is going to be playing at the, I want to say, the Found Footage Festival in San Francisco in March or April. And so we're very excited about that.
Well, I'm really excited to see whatever comes next for all of you, 5100 Films and Robbie Banfinch. Thank you all so much for joining me to talk about The Outwaters. Once again, everyone, The Outwaters is in theaters now. It came out on February 9th, and you can also watch it exclusively on Screambox.